This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And Scott Clark from WWSP in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Got a question for you, buddy. Okay. Put on your thinking cap here.
Okay.
All right. Name a president from Arkansas famous for not having sex.
I was going to say Bill Clinton's the only one I can think of.
Bill Clinton, you got it, dude. What is trivial in this day and age? Well, Scott Clark should know. He's the promotions director of the largest trivia contest, which gets started tonight. He's a junior at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Scott Clark, in the age of this recession and where what is trivial seems to be becoming meaningful, if you're talking about pirates or if you're talking about Bill Clinton, used to be a huge world leader, now he seems to be the answer to a trivia question. How do you do a trivia contest in this day and age? And are you excited about tonight?
I am so excited. It was so hard to sleep last night. It's that exciting. You know what? This is a weekend that's just filled with happiness and upbeat, and there's no cares with anything else that's going on in the world. This is 54 hours of just trying to answer the most ridiculous questions. So,
and this has been done every year since 1969?
Correct. This is the 40th year of trivia and the 40th year of 90FM.
Of 90FM, that's the station there at University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point.
Yes.
Now, teams from all over the world are going to compete. Does that mean they come to Stevens Point?
Well, most people do play in Stevens Point. That means they're raiding people's basements and hotels because we do have some questions that you need to be in Stevens Point in order to answer. But we do have a lot of people from the area who still play that can get this signal through radio. But we also have teams who can play online.
Radio. What is radio? There's a trivia question.
Yeah.
In the internet age. All right. Give me some questions here that sort of typify the hardcore trivia addict who competes at this tournament.
Ooh, okay. Well, a question I remember last year it had to do with this NFL superstar. During his high school years, he scored an average of 24 three-point shots a game. And according to his publicist, his ringtone was Walk the Line.
Now, this is NBA, right? Not NFL, right?
This is an NFL football player.
A football player who scored three-point basketball shots and had a ringtone Walk the Line?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's good.
It's easy. Tony Romo.
Nice. That's good. Are a lot of them on sports, or do you get into government stuff? You can do internet kind of, video game stuff these days, too, right?
Well, that's the thing. The trivia coordinator, Jim Oliva, or the Oz, when he writes the questions, it's on about anything. It's about movies, TV, current events, sports, for example, video games. The sky's the limit. It's just more like, it's not hard facts. It's just more like random stuff.
Okay, quickly, who played the Doctor in the original Star Trek?
Oh.
Dude, come on.
I don't know that.
10 seconds. DeForest Kelly, Scott Clark, a.k.a. DJ Albino on WWSP, promotions director for the largest trivia contest in the world. Get started tonight. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.